Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
All right. Why don't you guys go ahead and talk into your microphones as you would with us on the podcast.
Hi, I'm Court Freeman.
And I'm Melissa. And you're listening to US 99. It's podcasting.
Chicago's hottest country.
Podcasts.
Okay. Testing. And I'm Austin.
Court Freeman.
I guess I'll just be Austin. You guys got to have fun characters and names, and I'll just be Austin.
Real creative.
Okay. All right.
What happens if we do the whole podcast in an English accent?
Hello. You're listening to Melissa and Austin's Show After the Show.
That's right. We hope you enjoy it.
We've been watching a little too much Ted Lasso, we have.
That's right. Ted Lasso.
I got a shark tooth necklace, mate.
No, that's Australian.
A mate.
Let's put an, that's actually no joke. Whenever I do an Australian accent,
I can't do it because it sounds too much like English.
Neither can I. I like if you ever hear me do an Australian accent, I'm doing it really quick. I'm saying short little increments, but it's my British accent, just really quick. Like
yeah, my Australian is also my British, Irish. Yeah.
It is. Right.
It's and Southern oddly.
Let's put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Not doing it in English.
And I can't do English for too long without it slipping into like a Cockney English accent.
Yeah, well, so yeah, because like, then they can blend.
Oh, hello.
By the way.
You're Melissa McGurn, and I'd like to sweep your chimney.
I like your Cockney's good. I would run with the Cockney.
Hey, I don't even know the difference.
Governor.
Cockney's a little more rough, is it?
Oh, so rough.
You sound Irish, Cork. That sounds Irish. Well, this is the not dear Melissa. Why do I keep doing that?
You've
it's the Melissa
literally,
Austin podcast.
You've introed like almost every segment on our show as dear Melissa and Austin.
I have not.
Yeah, every podcast that we have. Every podcast that we have is dear Melissa and Austin. Sometimes I'll just give you a phone call and you'll say, hi, it's dear Melissa and Austin. And it's like,
have I done that?
What?
Have I been on the air and I said...
Yeah.
You did for one other segment,
opened
I think.
Opened the show today? Like Monday or something.
Yeah. You opened the show with it. That's right.
Oh,
which,
well, yeah, whatever.
It's a good time if you're listening to this podcast. And go listen to our Best Of podcast.
As a listener, you guys are my dear Melissa and Austin.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Court.
We do not deserve you.
Court, you're the best producer you could ever imagine.
So, Melissa, you were talking about... red flags in relationships. Red flags.
Can we keep going in the English accent?
Melissa, you...
The Union Jack flag.
You were talking about the red flags, yeah.
What flags are red?
The Union Jack.
Union
Japan.
Jack.
Japan.
Japan. No, Japan's only red in the middle.
No, Japan is red with a white ball.
No, it's white with a red ball.
The ball is red.
It's the rising sun. That's why it's red. I know. I oddly know more about the Japanese flag than I probably should.
Well, I'm glad someone knows because I'm a Dumbledore Dingle Winger.
Someone always.
That's a great like nickname for somebody who's being an idiot. Like, quit being a Dumbledore.
So I guess my first red flag would be a woman always doing an English accent during your dates.
Yeah, I could see that being a red flag, too.
Looking forward to shagging, are we?
Oh, my God! Could you imagine?
Like, I think nothing would take me out of the mood more.
Like, hottest... It's like we used to play this game. Perfect girl butt, all right? Perfect girl. Perfect girl...
Butterface?
But she always talks in an English accent.
You're joking.
And she's not from English. No. I'm saying like, and then the guys have to choose like, oh, would you still go for her? You know, like perfect girl, but she eats through her belly button. You know, like just random things like that. It's a fun game. It's a fun bar game.
Why are we not doing that on the air?
I know we should. Shouldn't
okay,
we?
I guess I got to write that one.
Get
down.
Us all the single people in Chicago.
All
call
the single
in.
People.
All the single people.
All the single people.
Now put your hands up.
Okay. This is not great for the audio medium that we are doing.
She's dancing,
but
by the
she
way.
Is doing Beyonce. The full Beyonce single ladies dance. So,
what is your real red flag for real?
My number one would be a girl who doesn't have any girlfriends. Like number one, if she's like, yeah, I just get along with guys better. That's a red flag. That
we
is
had a
it's
really
like why
sweet girl today that called that said she had almost all guy friends and she had three boys. And she was very nice.
Yeah.
But I tend to kind of maybe think that you have to have at least a couple girlfriends.
Right, right. And it's like if the girl and look, I love girls that are into sports, but I hate the girls that are, they try and like show you, like flex, like that you're into sports. Like, oh, this is how much I know about sports. That's a turnoff to me, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it really is. And you know how much I love sports.
Yeah, I know.
I love sports.
Do you think it's also a turnoff for your wife how into sports you are?
Okay, and that's actually funny you bring that up. Because she always said whenever she wanted a guy, she wants a guy that's like into sports to the point where it makes her uncomfortable. Like it's frustrating, like how
Why?
Into sports she is. I think that's because like that's how her dad was growing up.
Oh, and so that's what she's used to.
Yeah,
she really wants Sundays alone.
Yeah. And that's probably a big part of it too. I mean, Mare does not mind going into the other room and watching some Gilmore Girls while I'm watching Sunday Night Football.
You know? What about you, Court? What's a red flag for you?
Well, a sense of humor is always the most important. So if they can't take a joke, I'm in trouble. Because when you look like this, you really need the other person to have a sense of humor.
Oh, whatever. Oh,
dear Court.
No, so I think that's always been big. Yeah. And then when on like first dates and stuff, I need it to be super casual. Like, I don't want to be asked on my first date, like, do you want kids?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really like taking my time and getting to know the person. So a red flag is somebody who is like, has everything structured. Well, my life plan is to have kids in a year, married in 6 months. And like, I just want to go with the flow.
Right. Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
I get that. But I do think that you need to get the, do you want even want kids or not, like quickly out of the gate so you don't waste each other's time.
I think quickly, but on a first date.
Not a first date.
Yeah. Right. Right. So I went on a first date in college and this
girl. Just one?
Well, with this girl, she was so cute, little barista, worked at the Starbucks I went to every single day. And you know, like I would always like flirt with her and stuff and just super cute. So I was so nervous one day, but I built up the courage to ask her out, like just from like while I was like in the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she was like, you mean on a date? And I was like, yeah, why not? You know, and she's like, yeah. So we go. Guys, I was so nervous for this date. I had so many, like, I wanted it to go so well. And I ran out of, like, talking points, like, to, like, talk about in the date.
Mm-hmm.
So I reverted to, and guys, this is the worst. I still cringe over this. I asked her, I said, this was... Like, there was a lull in the conversation. There was a lull in the conversation, and I said...
Your face is so red right now. What? I'm scared.
If, If you were alone on an abandoned island, what are the three things you'd want to take with you?
I wouldn't mind that.
Wait, really?
On a first date?
No, that's the dumbest. That's like the biggest like icebreaker question ever.
I think it's funnier that you had a list of talking points that you ran out.
I wanted that date to go so well.
Before the date, you're prepping and you have this nice list that you wrote on your hand.
Needless to
sports.
Okay.
Yeah. Blog.
Do you like sports?
Do you like sports blogs?
Do you know what? I would actually appreciate that because I feel like it would take the pressure off of conversation
it
because you're
so,
making a game.
Right. Yeah, but it was so awkward. It was so, and needless to say, we did not have a second date.
Well, you're better off.
Yeah, I am better off. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Right?
If she's listening.
Do you have red flags? You brought it up. I'm curious what yours are.
I have a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have a lot. So, okay. So when you're on, for example, I probably sound like so rude saying that, but if say you're, for example, on a dating website.
Yeah.
I don't like when they are using like old pictures, which is pretty cliche, but true.
Yeah,
right.
Right. No.
And a huge.
Keep that thing updated.
Yeah. A huge problem for me is when people actually give the list of I want this. I'm looking for a person who can dress up but can dress down, who knows how to, you know, can go to the opera but can go to a dive bar. But I also want a girl who looks good in heels and knows how to wear a little black dress.
And went to a Big Ten university and studied science.
Right.
Guys.
And you have the perfect sense of humor and you have this and it's like, okay, so in other words, you're looking for the perfect person that doesn't exist.
So
right?
That I had a list like that in college.
You did?
It had like something like 20 to 29 things or something. It was a big number of things. And it was just like, I kept adding to this list of like the perfect woman. And I was like, oh, I know she's out there. I just got to find her.
And?
I married a woman who, I don't even think she has one of those things on that list. I am married to her and I love her with all my heart, but she's not anything what I expected I was going to end up with. She's in fact the exact opposite. I'm into brunettes. I'm into really tiny, petite, short brunettes. My wife is tall and she has blonde hair.
I think that's very similar to me as well. In that when people ask like, what's your type? The opposite of my ex. So whoever I'm dating Milady now, and she's a smaller brunette. So if we were to break up, I would date a tall blonde.
Like, yeah,
I would
want
my next girl to be the opposite of my ex-girl.
Interesting. Okay, well, since we're on that subject right there, I have consistently changed as well. I dated a farmer. I dated a guy in a band.
Okay, yeah, I'm not surprised by that one.
I dated the athlete. The sales guy.
Oh my gosh, you've hit all the spectrums.
Yeah, and the ex-Kentucky Fried Chicken owner.
Oh, hey.
Wait, what? Colonel Sanders?
He used to own a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No, he was just Lieutenant. Oh.
Lieutenant Sanders. It was smaller in rank.
Yeah, so when I met him, he no longer owned a Kentucky Fried Chicken, but he had one for a while.
Was he a Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Did you find out the secret herbs and spices?
Yeah.
No, but he did tell me a secret. He said, always come in and ask an order for the fresh chicken. Like, don't get the chicken that's sitting in the window.
Oh, wow.
Because it's
you
been
have to
sitting.
Ask can you, for
yeah,
fresh
can you
chicken?
Do that? Yeah. We're like, why are they holding this chicken away from us?
I know.
When you come in, don't request yesterday's chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like Subway, eat fresh. But it's KFC, ask for fresh.
KFC, fresh enough.
Yeah. Well, it's not Kentucky Fresh Chicken, that's for sure.
KFC, what the hell else do you want? It's $5. You get what you pay for.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, as long as we're on the subject of girlfriends and boyfriends, but we still are, like, need to finish red flags. Do you have any more red flags?
I feel bad because I feel like mine wasn't a red flag as much as just something I want.
No, you know, like but the it's sense like of humor. You meet a girl and you're like, oh, no, no, hell no. No.
All
that's
the obvious,
trouble.
Like, if you're on a date and she's on her phone the entire time, no. If you're on a date and she brings up the ex, no. I feel like most of my problems, involve, like, things you can easily say on the first date.
Okay.
Like, come to my date ready to, like, with Austin. Like, ask
Prepare.
Me those stupid questions.
Talking points.
Yeah, come with, like, talking points and, like, games.
Gord, if you and I ever date, we would be a match made in heaven.
I think
if you want talking points, then I come prepared with talking points.
Like, come
Our
with an
dates
itinerary,
will be fire.
So I know, like, all right, The date starting at 5:30 will be gone by 7:30. All right, in the middle, there's going to be some awkwardness with these questions. All right, let's do it.
Okay, here's one other red flag for me, okay?
Yes, yes.
It's when a guy has dry he has dry mouth all the time. And you ever see somebody who has that little white sticky thing at the top of their lip and the bottom of their lip, and then they talk, and there's like a string of
white gunk? Yes. Well, hold on. I feel like that's a red flag for you. I feel like that can happen to anyone.
Well, I feel like that's just a chronic.
So if that happens,
simple halitosis or something. Simple chronic halitosis.
So wait, if that happens on a first date,
it happened to me.
You didn't get a second date?
He didn't get a second date.
Just because he had a little bit of spit from the
constantly, he would talk and he'd have this like white and it would stick
like his mouth was like sewed shut, but not. Like,
yeah, sewn shot. Yeah, and so he had and it was really white and thick and cakey, and it was on the top lip and the bottom lip, and there was a string there all night long, and I was like, you know what, I can't do this.
Yeah. Oh, imagine what you didn't kiss him, did you?
No.
Yeah. Good thing.
No.
Good thing your lips would be that way. No.
No.
Yeah. Because you know, once you kiss somebody with that, you get it.
You get it. Yeah. That's what they say.
So
it's highly contagious.
Oh my god. Okay, so Cord had
It just because it's stuck on your lips now.
Gross. It's disgusting. So one more for you.
Oh man, I'm trying to think. Red flags. I mean, obviously it's been a while since I've dated.
That's the funny thing for me too. Like, it's hard to get back there.
Yeah, because even your relationship's been what, 5 years?
Yeah.
So it's been a while since you've been through that early dating stuff.
This might be
a little shallow, maybe. I don't know if it's shallow, or I don't know what the word for it is, but like, the girl can't be funnier than me.
Oh my god.
Like, I don't
really?
Think it, and it's not that I have a problem with people that are like that. Like, if there's a girl that's funnier than me, oh hell yeah, like that's awesome. I love that.
You just don't want to date her or marry her.
Because it's like, I am my personality type. Like, if you do like the Enneagram, I'm like a 3, so it's like I need to be the spotlight, like
center of attention.
Yeah, yeah. And
class clown.
It makes me sound so annoying. But yes. And so I've had really good girlfriends that are like that also, and I love hanging out with them.
Sure.
But I could never date them.
At the table dating, and she has this great joke, and you just shut down completely.
I'm just like,
check, please.
Oh my gosh.
So you're telling your friends after, yeah. And then she had this joke, and she nailed the punchline.
Yeah, they're like, what? Yeah, they're like, what's the joke? And I tell them, they're like, dude, that's hilarious. Why are you asking her out? Because it was hilarious.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
She's too funny.
Yeah. No.
In a way, I kind of get that. Like, I like to be around the people who like to be the center of attention.
Right.
But I wouldn't want my significant other to be that way, because I'd want us to be together enjoying that other person.
Right.
Does that sound weird?
Right. No.
So we can go home and go, wasn't that person hilarious?
Well, and that's the way Meredith is. Meredith does not love being at the center of attention at all. But she's okay with me being at the center of attention. So.
See, I think I have to, I alternate. Sometimes I want that attention.
Yeah, right, right.
Sometimes it's the last thing I want.
Yeah, I've noticed that about you.
So in like big groups, I completely shut down.
So you're better with like one-on-one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of used to be like that. I've sort of transformed. But you know, the weird thing is too, it's sort of weird because if you're in the business of podcasting or radio or anything where your job is to communicate, right?
Yeah.
You'd think that most people would want to be the center of attention, but I think a lot of people aren't. They just like chatting. Because I'm more like Court, where I like conversation and I like one-on-one. I don't really, believe it or not, I don't really need to be the center of attention.
Right.
Like, I'll sit back and watch you guys go.
Yeah.
You know, maybe once in a while I got a little annoyed because I'm like, oh, I have a good joke to add in and you guys don't hear it. I'm like, oh, I have a line. I've got a line.
That doesn't sound like us.
And you guys hear it. And I'm like, well, all right, maybe next time.
Well, he heard it. He's just getting pissed that you're funnier than
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want you in on it.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't really like that either. But I mean, I think after a while you get kind of like used to talking and stuff.
Yeah, right,
but
right.
I don't really love it because I feel it's pressure. I feel like it's pressure too.
What if, perfect guy, but he's always quoting movies.
annoying. Okay, especially if it's the same movies. Like, okay, if you can quote movies like from all over the place,
right?
Fine.
If you have some range,
or as long as I get the line. But a lot of times, if I don't get the line, I'm just left there with crickets.
Yeah, sure.
I feel bad because I feel like I'm what you're describing. Like this week, I think I put in like 5 audio clips, and 4 of them were Billy Madison.
I think we did have like 2 or 3 Billy Madison clips this week or whatever that we definitely. I think that we aired.
Yeah.
You might have put in more that we didn't air.
Then we should go. And in the words of the movie Billy Madison, play the clip.
Bam.
That way I can start and we can start getting in on like the jokes.
Well, yeah, yeah. But also, you don't want to, sometimes explaining the joke though, then sometimes kills the joke.
But you're not really explaining. You're like, from Billy Madison. Boop, play.
There's like I feel like Billy Madison is one of the ones everybody should know.
No.
That is a classic.
Yeah, but there's not everybody. I cannot remember names of songs or movie quotes. I can't.
I think you do better than you think. Because there's been times where we've done it and you're like, oh, Family Guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, great, that was a quick clip. Yeah, no, and you recognize Family.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint your range, but there are times where you're like, oh, yeah, like you get it.
No, I can do Elf.
But there are also times, where we'll quote a movie and you'll laugh. And then, but then I can tell, like, I don't think she has any idea where that movie, and then I'll ask you, I'll be like, do you know what that's from? And you'll go, no, I don't know.
Well, that's the best. When you quote a movie and somebody laughs and they think it's your joke.
Yeah, right. Oh, yo, that's the best.
That's what usually happens in the office here, by the way. You guys will quote something and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of a funny line. Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I think that was from a movie.
You'll watch a movie later on and you'll hear that line and you'll be like, oh, I thought that was Austin and Court's joke.
Everything they've ever said has been a quote from a movie.
And I think it's, girls do it too, but I definitely think more guys do it than girls.
Well,
so
was that enough red flags for you?
Oi, oi.
I think it was pretty good.
I mean, look, pretty I good. Learned a lot about you guys today. Did you learn anything about me?
What do you think, Coach? I mean, I think I know Austin a little bit better than I did before.
Well, I bloody learned that I got to keep my sense of humor intact around him because otherwise he's going to go all wiki-wiki jealousy on me.
He's like a tallywhacker.
Was that British?
I don't know what I was going for on that one.
It was aggressive.
That was I do a voice where it's like,
what do you want? I don't know where you're going if you're just going to the store.
Like, people always go like, what accent
it's
is
like
that?
Dracula, who like got dropped on his head as a kid.
Or sort of Jewish.
Oh, there's Dracula.
A little Jewish in there.
There's dropped Dracula.
See?
I want to suck your brains.
My mommy just dropped me on my head when I was with a little kid.
A is for banana.
See? What? I had a joke and you guys missed it.
Oh, I missed it. I did miss it.
Ha!
Damn it.
Ha!
Now do I have to go back and listen?
Ha! Yeah, did you hear it?
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, man, it was hilarious.
He didn't hear my joke!
Oh, man.
That is exactly what I'm talking about!
I think
that's funny that we just mentioned. I was like, you know what? You guys do jokes and then I throw a one-liner in and nobody hears me.
I was in character.
Yeah, the character doesn't listen to other people's jokes.
That's not me. That's the character.
Oh my God.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.